A good Ner of Shabbos. It's clear to all of us that the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak was truly, truly a tremendously difficult Nisayon. And yet we see that Avraham Avinu was able to overcome his natural rachamim and accomplish the Akedah to the extent that he was supposed to, and attempt to shecht his son on the Mizbeach, which of course in the end he wasn't supposed to do. But then we hear that in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, we hear that Sarah was Nifteris, and Rashi tells us the reason she was Nifteris is because she heard about the Akedah, right? The Satan came and told her about the Akedah, and suddenly her neshama jumped out of her. She heard about the news, and that Sarah was too much for her. She couldn't handle it anymore. And she was Nifteris, and that was how she died. So we can ask, Sarah Imenu, she was on a higher level of Nevuah than her husband Avram. How is it that Avram was able to withstand the Nisayon and Sarah wasn't? What was the difference between Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu in this Nisayon? So the answer really is, Sichas Musar talks about it, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and he explains the following. He said that Hashem brought the Nisayon to Avram in the following manner. He said, Avram, kach nois bincha. Bincha, your son. So Avram Avinu responded, I have two sons. So Hashem said, okay, es yechidcha, your only son. And Avram Avinu said, well, you know, each one is a yachid to his mother. Hashem said, asher ahavta, the son that you love. And he said, I love both of them. Hashem said, es yitzchak. Finally, he told him, Yitzchak is the son that I want you to bring as an akedah. Why didn't he reveal to him at first? Why did Hashem not tell Avram Avinu at first, Yitzchak is the one that you're going to bring for the Akedah? And the answer is because Hashem wanted to do it bit by bit. Get Avram used to the idea of bringing his son as an Nisayon. If he would have thrown it all at him at once, then in fact, Avram would not have been able to withstand this Nisayon. Hashem had to get Avram used to the concept. Had he heard about this Nisayon all at once, Avram would have gone crazy. He wouldn't have been able to withstand this Nisayon. Then along comes Sarah. Sarah is told, Avram just brought your son as a carbon on a mizbeach, and she can't stand it because she didn't have time to get used to the concept. She was told about it all at once, and that was it. There's Gemara Ksuvos similar to this, where Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinoy was away for 12 years in yeshiva, and one day he decides to come home. He shows up, and his wife is cooking in the kitchen, and he walks in. And his wife is busy, whatever she's doing, and suddenly she looks up, and there's her husband, after 12 years. And again, she couldn't handle the shock. The shock was too much for her, and she died. Well, that has a good ending, that story. In the end, he davens for her and says, Zuschar, this is her reward, and she does come back to life. But the same concept is here. She didn't have time to get used to it. She saw what she saw, and the what she saw went right to her heart, had no time for her mind to process it. And because there was no processing time, right away she was niftara. She wasn't able to handle the stress, the shock. This concept of getting used to something is called midas ha-histaglos. Midas ha-histaglos, getting used to a concept. We see the story of Hushim ben Dun. They're trying to bury Yaakov Avinu. All the Shvatim are gathered trying to bury Yaakov Avinu. And along comes Esav, and Esav says, hey, wait a minute. How come you're going to get to bury your father here? I think I should be able to have my family buried here, or at least me. I should be able to be buried here. Prove to me that Yaakov actually bought this portion of the Maaros Machpelah. So the Mishvatim had a whole discussion with Esav. They decided to send Naphtali to run back. He was the fastest runner back to Mitzrayim to get the proof. And Hushim ben Dan is standing there. He's hard of hearing. And he looks at what's going on. And he asks, what's happening? What's the holdup? We're ready to bury my grandfather, Yaakov, and we can't bury him. Why are we not burying him yet already? And they said, well, Esav's causing problems, and we're waiting until Naphtali comes. And Hushim ben Dan says, well, look, by the time Naphtali comes, it's a bizayon for our grandfather. It's a bizayon for Yaakov. You know, we can't wait any longer in order to bury him. So he takes up a sword, and he chops off Esav's head. He kills Esav. Why was Hushim ben Dun, this person who was hard of hearing, what is it about him that made him more worried about the kavod of Yaakov than anyone else? Why is it important that he can't hear well? And the answer, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, is exactly this point of Midas Hastaglis. Hoshin Ben Don didn't have time to, so to speak, get used to the concept that the Shevatim were hearing. Shevatim and Esav were arguing back and forth, and they were Esav was saying this, they were making their claims, the other side was making their claims. Hoshin didn't hear the whole back and forth. He just heard, Esav's holding up the proceedings. So he said, okay, Esav's holding up the proceedings, it's a bizayon. We can't have this. And he kills Esav. He didn't get used to it. The midah of hestaglos in the other direction could make someone used to something in a negative way. To a person's senses could be dulled. Chushim, milashan chush. The senses. His senses weren't dulled by in a way, having heard that back and forth. He didn't have time to kind of get used to the idea, which in this sense was sort of desensitizing everyone else to the kavod of Yaakov Avinu. And Chushim Ben Dan was not desensitized. In fact, for people who spend a lot of time listening to the news, you hear a lot of explanations, concepts, background, additional details, and one news story can go on for many, many, many weeks. For someone who never listens to the news, every so often you just hear, oh, this is happening, that's happening. And it's easier, in a way, for a person who doesn't listen to the news all the time to see Yad Hashem in the world. To hear that this is a call for tshuva. You hear there's an earthquake across the country. Maybe it happened last week and everyone else has been talking about it all week and heard all the back and forth and all the news people offering all their opinions. But if you just hear of it out of the blue, you say, oh, wow, Hashem's trying to tell us something. Sometimes not having time to get used to something, not having the histaglos can be a good thing because then you're not desensitized in the same way. Things happened in the same way with Mitzrayim. They started off slowly, getting Klal Yisrael used to the idea of working until they tricked them into working and being slaves. The Holocaust started as well, the same way. It started slowly. It got progressively worse. There were progressively more laws against the Jews. And people got used to it because people can get used to anything. Unfortunately, people can also get used to mitzvos. Mitzvos can turn into habits if we just get used to them. It can work against us. We can come to complacency about the mitzvos that we do. When Klal Yisrael had to come to visit the Beis HaMikdash, if they came in one gate, like the north gate, they had to go out the southern gate. If they came in one side, they had to go out a different way. Why? So that they wouldn't get used to going in the same way. They wouldn't get used to being in the Beis HaMikdash in one way and then coming out the same way. Familiarity breeds contempt. And there was this concept of having to go a different way out of the Beis HaMikdash in order to bring us less familiarity, in a way, to make things almost more exciting and more new. The story of Paltiel, Palti ben Laish, when he was married, maybe, perhaps, to Michal, he knew he had to set himself to sort of a geder, because he would not have been able to conquer his Yetzer Hara otherwise. So he took a sword and he placed it in the bed between himself and between Michal, his maybe wife, in order that he should remember. And he should always constantly feel that moment of revulsion and his decision that he had made at the very beginning. I'm not going to go near that woman because she's not for me. And he put a sword, and that sword reminded him every time he looked at it, he thought back to the time when he had made that decision. We need our own swords in life. We need to remember those feelings that we originally had when we take on a new mitzvah or a kabbalah of some sort. We need to have something to sort of a time capsule to bring us back to where we were. Let's say our davening mincha got stronger when we were in seminary. We need something. Maybe it's a little sticker in your siddur. Maybe it's something about which siddur you use. Maybe it's switching up your siddur occasionally. Something to remind us of that initial decision, that good decision that we made, so we don't just get used to it. So we don't use the midas hestaglos against ourselves. And instead, we have something that will remind us of how we felt back at the beginning. Maybe you want to write yourself a letter now about your values, your dreams, your desires, what you want your future home to look like. Write it down now when it's still fresh in your mind what you want. Because then you can look back at it and say, you know what? I felt that way. Yes, I do feel that way. I still feel that way. You need your own sword, in a way, to bring you back to those good decisions. So the Sichas Moser is telling us that Midas Hestaglos can be used in a good way to help our mind process that which we're seeing with our eyes and connect it to our heart. The Midas Hastagos can be used to help us. It can be used to help us, like going in different gates of the Beis HaMikdash than you exiting a different gate than you went in. It can be used to bring us back and make something fresh and new for us and remind us of where we used to be. We need to make our own swords and figure out a way to keep things fresh and not just continue getting used to things. Have a good Shabbos.